Welcome. It's Domain Day from CheapWineFatter.com with another companion review podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFatter.com website. About three times a week, we grab from some shop inexpensive wine, something under 20, but something good. And then we write it up, and when we're done, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. Sometimes inexpensive wines, they don't give you a lot of production notes, things to talk about. So, like, the written part might be a little scarce sometimes, but there's always things to talk about. And today we've got the Cannonball California Sauvignon Blanc 2022. Cannonball is a company that's been around since like 2006. They've run for 120 years. 2006. And their original goal was to make the best Cabernet Sauvignon California for under 20 bucks. And then they since expanded to Merlot, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. And they tried it. Give you bang for the buck, and actually this wine is. It's an interesting wine. It's from Arroyo Seco. It's from Monterey, Edna, in the Valley. It's from Sonoma, and it's from Clarksburg. That's where the grapes are from. Arroyo Seco is also in Monterey. And it's mostly, and this is a wine that you don't always see clones mentioned. Clones are hugely important in wine. Which variety of grape they use means a lot. And it's kind of like, you know, with roses, there's single rose, there's a double rose, there's red rose, white rose, there's different colors of roses, bush rose. Every rose is different, but they're all roses. And grapes are kind of the same way in a lot of respects. And the Cannonball California Sauvignon Blanc 2022 uses a clone number one. I think they got it from one vineyard in Bordeaux. The white wine of Bordeaux is Bordeaux Blanc, and it's Sauvignon Blanc with Semillon, a little bit of Semillon. And those wines, the best wines you can age for 20, 25 years, easy. And it was from, like, they got that from the 1800s. And that's used all over California. That's the grape. It's got a great pedigree. And then there's they also added a bit of a kind of a mystery Sauvignon Blanc clone. It's clone 27. It's the Musque, M-U-S-Q-U-E, I believe it is. In France, that means aroma. And it's a clone that it's a little bit newer. And it came to California in the 40s. And they thought it kind of went extinct in the 50s, but it turned out in Arroyo Seco, it's the third most planted grape there. And it's like, how'd that happen? But it's starting to be a thing. And it's a very aromatic Sauvignon Blanc. Not that Sauvignon Blanc ever has a problem in that regard, but it's more fruit forward. It's not grassy and has less acidity. And there's only a splash of that in here. Most of this is the clone one, the Bordeaux clone that everybody else has, but they added a little bit in there just because it's going to add a little bit of something. And they didn't, you know, they said it's just a small amount. Now, one time I asked a winemaker why they go through the trouble of putting a 1% of this in the wine and 2% of that, and he said everything you do changes things. I mean, it's everything. You know, if you just need a little, and a lot of times you don't need a lot, you just need a little oomph, and that 1% does it all. So this is a kind of an interesting California Sauvignon Blanc. You know, usually I think of Sauvignon Blanc, you're thinking of France, or you're thinking of New Zealand. And lately I've been getting some really nice Sauvignon Blancs out of Washington and California, and they're putting a little bit more effort into it than just the usual $10. It's nice to drink. It's young wine. Drink it and have a good time. It's hard to go wrong with these things, but it's getting a little bit more interesting. I'm going to take a little sip of this. That's a really nice Sauvignon Blanc. As you lift the glass up, you get the nose. I mean, the aromas just come out and get you. It's got a nice mouthfeel. It's a pleasant mouthfeel. The acidity is seems to be a touch lower. I mean, it still allows the flavors to unfold. Like, acidity is sometimes the backbone If you don't have enough of it, that's just a blob of fruit. This one has a list of flavors go on and on. It's got tropical fruit and I think it's a little bit of cream. It's got green apple. It's got maybe some little bit of orange, some nectarine, peach, pear, lemon curd. All those kind of things are all in there, but nicely balanced and like a nice mix, a nice stew. And it's got a decent length. The flavors keep on going. It feels good when you put it in your mouth. I mean, it's got some character. It's got some personality. I'm going to take another sip. Sometimes mouthfeel is an overlooked part of wine, because a lot of wines just feel like water or something, or wine a little bit more heavier than water. But when you get a wine that has actually mouthfeel, that kind of like engages your palate from the very beginning, that's kind of really interesting. That's kind of fun too, because all of a sudden you know from the get-go that you're going to have a good wine, and then the flavors kind of jump out at you a little bit. And here they're all, you know, sometimes Sauvignon Blanc can be spiky. It's not here. It's nice and smooth, lean, flavorful, long. All the things that are good about a white wine, this one's got. It's 12.5 in the alcohol, so it's not even a little bit too heavy. It's gonna be something you're gonna be able to sip and have maybe the second glass on a work night or whatever. So there you go. It's the Cannonball California Sauvignon Blanc 2022. I'm Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. I've got links to Cannonball's website and all that type of stuff on the review. You can also go to Google and do it, but come to my website and check the thing out. So that's it for me, Domain Dave. I've got a Halloween wine coming up next, so that'll be scary. Probably not, but hopefully it's good. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a few days. And take care of yourself out there. Adios, bye-bye.